I think that right now happens to be something that people are missing. And so they like to read about it. And hopefully, maybe they'll make some adjustments because of it.
Heather Lendy's new book tour begins in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more, up next. It sounds like a tour through a museum, but 1893 was the year the diesel engine was patented, Hawaii was overthrown by the U.S., and the first recorded college basketball game took place. The same year, the World's Fair opened in Chicago. It was at that fair that one little boy made a pledge that would later change the faraway Alaskan town of Haines.
In 1893, Steve Sheldon was 8 years old and went to the Columbia Exposition with his father and bought an 8-inch piece of the transatlantic cable and decided one day he wanted to have a museum.
That's Jerry Clark, director of the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center in Haines. That museum turns 30 this year. But the story of Steve Sheldon's museum goes much further back than 1980.
He collected a little bit through his childhood, and in 1911 he moved to Haines and met lovely young Elizabeth Birkenbein. They married and continued to collect. And in 1924, they put out all of their collections for people to see around their store.
The collection made its rounds in town to the E Company Barracks at Port Chilcoot, or Fort Seward, a daylight basement room in the Gateway Building, to the Hakkinen's grocery store in the late 60s, and above Hauser's on Main Street in 1974.
The work of many, many people put it together. Carl Heinemiller, and I think it may have been John Schnabel, brought up that there should be a museum in Haines, and they started talking about it. And in 1970, after the Haines Women's Club finished, I think it was the last iteration of the library before this current library, they decided to give their support to building a museum, and they started raising money.
The fundraising took a lot of people in town and some outside of town. The Alaska Bicentennial Commission awarded matching grants to Haines Women's Club, the Rasmussen Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Humanities gave. The Alaska Legislature appropriated money, and the Haines Assembly and Presbyterian Church donated land.
There were ski-a-thons. The Women's Club held pie sales at the fair. There were winter bazaars. Gil Smith designed buttons for sale. Bill Hartman donated printing services. Dave Nanny made sketches, artist renderings of a museum to help begin the plans. Carol Flagel was an art teacher at the time, designed a medallion they cast in aluminum and could sell. The borough, they actually built the restrooms in the lobby. They were to serve as public restrooms in this area, and we still do that. The Hakkinens had saved money to build a house for their retirement home, and they put a bunch of that into the museum and actually lived here for a while.
Groundbreaking happened one Independence Day in the mid-70s, and by the end of the decade, the museum had enough space constructed that it could bring in exhibits.
In 1979, they had the first exhibit by a local artist, Tresham Gregg, showed sculptures in wood and metal as well as paintings in the unfurnished upstairs gallery. And on September 1st, 1980, the museum was dedicated with a dedication program, an open house, and the doll fair.
But that was then, and this is now. This year, the Anchorage Daily News Visitor's Guide called the museum an epicenter of learning in the community. Wednesday happens to be International Museum Day, but the real party will be this weekend at the Sheldon Museum's 30th birthday party.
We have the lower gallery exhibits ready for people to come and take a look and to make comments. They're not finished by any means. We still have a lot more fundraising to do with part-time staff and small budget and scarce grants. It's taking time to do it, but we would like people from the community to come in and see what we're doing and make comments. We're very excited about it. Mountain Market is donating some birthday cake, and we're going to have a party.
The cake will be at the Sheldon Museum Sunday, May 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. The six-week spotlight exhibit is ongoing upstairs, and the renovated lower gallery will be open too.
We're a small town, pretty isolated, and so actually the library and the museum have taken on enhancing the quality of life here with extra programs and extra activities for children and adults. And that's what we try to do, is encourage artists and writers and talk about the history and the diverse cultures and the cooperation between the diverse cultures. And we all fit together here. And we'll just be able to talk about the plans. We'll pay tribute to those who came before us and worked very hard to bring the museum to what it is now and how we're carrying it forward with new technology and more historical information and larger collections.
Heather Lindy says in her new book that she doesn't write about space aliens, African detectives, or cowboys. And if it weren't for her family and community, she might not have anything to say.
I think a lot of it when I leave here is not so much the Alaska stuff as it is the community and the family stuff. People really miss that in big places.
But anyone who's been to the Northern Lynn Canal knows that space aliens are not that interesting compared to some of our token Southeast Alaskan characters. And many of those quirky and lovable names are what makes Take Good Care of the Garden and the Dogs, Lindy's second book, which comes out this month, such a personal read.
Some things are more personal than other things, I suppose. And it's not like I talk about everything, but, you know, the big things that I feel like I've learned something from or that are worth kind of sharing my response to, I think it's important to let yourself out there a little bit as a writer, and especially if I'm also writing about other people doing that, be kind of unfair if I didn't. And I think the thing I've learned about writing, you know, I've written these sort of personal essay format for so long that the more personal you can be in describing a situation or a scene or a moment in time, the more people respond to it personally.
Haynes' own Lindy has been writing for quite a while now. She started out scripting short radio pieces for NPR, then moved on to longer pieces for the old Anchorage Daily News magazine. That spawned the weekly column that many friends and family and many more strangers followed.
At the point where I was offered the contract to write the first book, and I had an editor that said, "Then, you know, we want more," I was like, wow, I kind of like this longer format.
Hence, Take Good Care of the Garden and the Dogs, the book title she got from her mom. Those were the last words from her before she died. That experience is just one of many private and delicate moments shared in the second book, which followed If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name.
It is easier this time on some levels. On other levels, it's harder because this book is more out there personally. The other one had sort of a distance between me and the subject a little more, and this subject is kind of a lot about things that have happened to me, you know, that are pretty personal. So, and also the second book is, there's the whole faith component, and, you know, I'm an Episcopalian, and we don't talk about that stuff. So it's you know, a little bit odd sticking your neck out there that way.
Lindy's also contributed to the New York Times, the Washington Post, Sunset Magazine, and Alaska Magazine. She got the Susan Nightingale McKay Best Columnist Award by the Alaska Press Club and has garnered praises from USA Today, People, and the Los Angeles Times for her writing. But let's get real. Heather was the high school cross-country coach, has been and still is a board member of different varieties, mom of five Haynes kids, a KHNS volunteer, and when the time comes, the person who writes the life stories of past Chilkat Valley residents. Her first book came out in 2005. Lindy got the manuscript for it as she lay in a nursing home bed with a crushed pelvis she suffered when she was run over by a truck.
Well, at this book, I'm a little more nervous. I think people were really nice to me the last time because I got run over right when it came out. And so I think maybe they were like, whoa, what is this? They didn't want to say anything because they had this bad experience. But now, you know, I'm moving around pretty good, and I am... I'm very anxious about the response.
This time around, we learn what it was like to be hit by that truck and recover in a sad, faraway facility in a strange town. But it's not all misery. It also tells a story that sounds a lot like why each of us moved here or stayed here to begin with. And that story, it turns out, is appealing to just about anyone who reads.
It's very easy, really, to intentionally create community and family stuff, you know, instead of working out on an elliptical machine in your basement, you know, if you just jogged around the block, you'd meet all your neighbors, you know, instead of driving out on the highway to the Walmart or whatever to go shopping. If you made a point of buying stuff at a local store on Main Street, you'd meet people, you'd foster those relationships. You know, going to church is another one. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons people go to church, but it's social, and it's not buying anything, it's not working, it's just a gathering of people singing a lot of the time. So, you know, stuff like that. I think people kind of have a craving for that. I think that right now happens to be something that people are missing. And so they like to read about it. And hopefully, maybe they'll make some adjustments because of it.
But the luckiest readers of Heather's latest are right in the Upperland Canal, because as they turn through the pages, they can smile and nod over the Haynes memories that Lendy chose to share with the world. They may even get to know their neighbors better, or notice or appreciate the small things, kind of like when they read the first one.
So in general, I think it's inspired some people. I hope. I mean, just to maybe slow down a little. And this one is really, you know, even more, I think, on that. And part of that might be just because I'm older, and you sort of look around and think about what's important when you're 50. You're kind of at a, how much time do I have left and what do I want to do with it sort of thing. So maybe that's it. And then certainly, you know, facing your own mortality changes the way you think about things.
Haynes is the first stop on her book tour that'll take her to Colorado, Utah, California, Oregon, Washington, and later Skagway. The Haynes Dessert Reception and Author Event with Heather Lendy is Friday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Haynesboro Public Library. Tickets are $10 each and are available until sold out at the bookstore or library. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.